Hello, and welcome to Arizona Living. This is your volunteer programmer, Barbara Felix, from the Sun Sounds of Arizona Studios. Today, I am reading articles from the Flagstaff Business News and the Verde Valley Business News. And we're going to start it off with staying sober during the busy holiday season. Tips for success. The holiday season is a time of celebration, connection, and gratitude. But for those in recovery, it can also bring unique challenges. Between family gatherings, work parties, and social pressures that often accompany them, maintaining sobriety takes planning, self-awareness, and support. With the right strategies, it's absolutely possible to stay grounded and enjoy the holidays with clarity, confidence, and peace of mind. Number one, plan ahead. Preparation is key to staying sober through the holiday rush. Before heading to events or gatherings, take time to anticipate your needs and possible triggers. Identify triggers. Be mindful of situations, people, or emotions that might challenge your sobriety. Set clear boundaries. Communicate your goals with family and friends so they can support your recovery journey. My recovery has helped my family focus on everyone enjoying the holidays. My mom shared how stressful it was to host large gatherings and worry about everyone else's needs. Now we focus on what truly matters. This is a quote from Chris, a Back to Basics resident. Two, choose non-alcoholic alternatives. Bring your own favorite drinks or try festive mocktails, sparkling water, or seasonal juices. Having a drink in hand helps you to feel included and eliminates any pressure to drink alcohol. Three, attend sober events. Many communities and recovery groups host sober holiday gatherings. These events create a welcoming space to connect, celebrate, and have fun without the temptation. Four, surround yourself with supportive people. Spend time with people who understand and respect your sobriety. Being surrounded by encouragement makes navigating social situations easier. My first Thanksgiving in recovery, I went to a sober Thanksgiving with friends. It was hard for my family at first, but over time they understood. Changing my holiday traditions was one of the best things I ever did. This quote is from John, a Back to Basics resident. Five. Practice mindfulness and stress relief. The holidays can be emotionally demanding. Take time to center yourself through meditation, journaling, or mindful breathing. A calm mind helps you to stay focused on what's most meaningful. My family and I created smaller, more meaningful traditions where everyone could relax. 5 years later, we laugh about how much we used to overwhelm ourselves. That quote is from Colin, a Back to Basics resident. Six, have an exit strategy. If you find yourself uncomfortable or triggered, have a plan. A simple exit strategy or a trusted friend to call can make all the difference. Remember, it's okay to leave early and protect your peace. Seven, Focus on the positives of sobriety. Keep your reasons for staying sober front and center. Reflect on how far you've come and how sobriety has improved your health, relationships, and outlook on life. 8. Use your support resources. Lean into your community. Attend meetings, reach out to your sponsor, or connect with others in recovery. You're never alone, and support is always available. Staying sober during the holidays isn't about missing out. It's about creating new, meaningful traditions that reflect who you've become. With preparation, mindfulness, and the right support system, you can create a celebratory season with authenticity and joy. At Back to Basics, we believe recovery doesn't take a break for the holidays. It grows stronger through them. This is written by Roy Duprez. Roy Duprez, M.E.D., is the CEO and founder of Back to Basics Outdoor Adventure Recovery in Flagstaff. Duprez received his B.S. and M.E.D. from Northern Arizona University. Back to Basics helps men ages 18 to 35 recover from addiction to drugs and alcohol. Back to Basics is a recovery program offering up to 6 months of care for adult males struggling with substance abuse. Our clients engage in a unique combination of outdoor activities and structured residential treatment. For more information, visit www.back2basicsrecovery.com or call 928-814-2220. You are listening to Arizona Living, coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona. A must stop on Route 66, Gateway Sandwich Company draws hungry travelers to Williams, November 9th, 2025. Launching their business with the goal of creating the most delicious and satisfying sandwiches, Gateway Sandwich Company did even better by gulping up a spot on Yelp's list of the top 100 sandwich shops in the nation. The Williams family-run business opened its doors in 2020 with the simple idea of making the best fresh sandwiches using the finest locally sourced produce, with quality ingredients being key. We had no idea of our rating until a customer came in and told us, said Greg Sanez. We don't really do social media. Our focus on promotion is making sure our customers enjoy our sandwiches. Family-owned and managed, Greg and Melissa Sanez, along with their adult daughters, Hannah and Julie, work together to craft sandwiches, soups, salads, and desserts. Highlighting famous features at the Grand Canyon, the sandwiches are named after Ooh-Ah Point, Grandview, Bright Angel, Havasupai, Hermit's Rest, and others. My husband and I stopped in after seeing such great reviews online. I got the Ooh-Ah, which is an egg salad sandwich with sliced hard-boiled eggs. And he got the Yavapai, which is turkey, bacon, and avocado. After the first bite, we were hooked and went back the next time we were in Williams, said Highland Grand Canyon owner Fabian Swan. Now We tell everyone about it because the sandwiches are always so fresh and tasty, and we love supporting a family-owned restaurant that takes such great pride in the food that they serve. The Ooh-Ah Egg Sandwich is a farm-fresh hard-boiled egg, pickle, honey mustard, and mayo on toasted white country bread. The Havasu Pie is an Italian-style sandwich with Genoa salami, pepperoni, ham, provolone, tomato, onion, pickle, lettuce, and Italian dressing on a toasted hoagie. Turkey, BLTs, roast beef, and pastrami sandwiches are also available. Our best-selling sandwiches are the Yavapai, Pima, and Bright Angel, said Melissa. Hannah and Julia handle the marketing, website development, and design. It brings me joy to be able to provide food for so many people around the world, said Hannah. Greg grew up in Santa Monica, California, and Melissa is from North Hollywood. Their first introduction to Arizona was Flagstaff, where Greg worked as a respiratory therapist at Flagstaff Medical Center. After living in Flagstaff for 6 years, the family moved to Williams. We decided to open Gateway Sandwich Company in 2020, just before the pandemic, said Greg. We leased the building in Williams and didn't officially open until that following July. It was a challenge finding certified plumbers and electricians to work during that time, but we finally did, and our business was born. To learn how to make the best sandwiches, the Santas family watched numerous cooking shows and studied chefs, including Gordon Ramsay and Wolfgang Puck. I worked with a man in Pasadena who literally ate sandwiches for every meal. He took me to the best places to eat sandwiches, said Greg. I feel so blessed to be able to work with my best friend and husband and my two amazing daughters, said Melissa. Gabby Canali, owner of the Native America shop on Route 66, says that Gateway Sandwich Company will elevate your taste buds. They use fresh ingredients layered beautifully with a perfect dressing that's enrobed in a crusty, tasty bread. Served with love, every sandwich is uniquely delicious. There is a definite feel of a family-run business where the love and passion are evident. Future goals for Gateway Sandwich Company include buying a food truck and offering mobile service. Off time for the Santas family includes relaxing in Bullhead City, where they jet ski, hang out, and enjoy the local restaurants. We work hard at the shop and put a lot of effort and energy into making quality foods, so it's great to get away on our days off, said Greg. This was written by V. Ronnie Tierney of the Flagstaff Business News. Gateway Sandwich Company is open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday at 428 West Route 66 in Williams. Visit their website at www.gatewaysandwich.com or call 928-635-5397. You're listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona, bringing you Arizona Living. Commercial builder Mike Loven retires, imprinting his values and craftsmanship on Arizona. November 9, 2025. In a career that started with Sonic Drive-Ins and most recently includes advanced medical facilities and one of the top projects in the Southwest, Mike Lovin is retiring. Lovin's Contracting's succession plan began 8 years ago. 2 years ago, Lovin stepped out of the lead role after 40 years guiding the company's direction and growth. With a new vision of time spent with grandchildren and his Yuma farm, he leaves behind a legacy of high ethical standards, quality construction, valued relationships, an unwavering commitment to workplace safety, community service, and iconic buildings across Arizona. His proudest moment as CEO was watching the team he built deliver the award-winning Downtown Connection Center, which opened in June as the new home of Mountain Line and stands as a state-of-the-art stone and timber monument to sustainability and craftsmanship. "That was a great project to end on," he said. "We are very proud to be part of it and thankful to Mountain Line for the opportunity to be involved in the revitalization of the downtown. It's one of those projects that can take an area to that next step." Partnering with Mike Lovin and the team at Lovin Contracting to deliver our Downtown Connection Center project was an incredible experience, and the end result is a beautiful building that serves as a warm welcome to downtown Flagstaff, said Mountain Line CEO and General Manager Heather Damelin. Mike's contributions to this community will live on in our building and countless others around town. Lovin's journey has not always been smooth and easy. After graduating from Flagstaff High School, he left Northern Arizona University just 6 weeks into his classes. "It wasn't going to be sustainable for another 3.5 years," he decided, so he went to work as a carpenter. "I got fired in 1982, he said. "I had it coming." From there, he went to First Interstate Bank, moved his $5,000 from savings into checking, and started his construction company. "We did a lot of small jobs and home remodels. Not all of them made money." In 1985, the company incorporated as a six-person operation. The next year, they remodeled the Northern Arizona Orthopedic Office. Since then, Lovin Contracting has survived 7 recessions and 1 global pandemic. "My favorite part of having a construction business is staying in business," he laughed. "All joking aside, it's been a lot of fun," he said. "Getting to meet people and know people is the best part." Lovin's appreciation for others developed while working in construction as a young man in Phoenix for a year. "My mentor, Vernon Christensen, taught me the value of quality and ethics. That really was critical, and I loved working for Vernon. I'd probably still be there, but I didn't like Phoenix. It wasn't the heat that bothered me. It was too many people." Today, he offers this advice: "Find a good mentor to teach you what you need to learn correctly and thoughtfully." "That's one of the great things about Mike," said John Hansen, Lovin Contracting's president and successor. "He is a mentor to so many of us." Hansen moved to Flagstaff from Casa Grande in 2003 to attend NAU. After graduating as a civil engineer, He worked for Plateau Engineering and designed two Coconino County parks, Raymond in Kachina Village and Cataract in Williams. Lovan Contracting built them both. I developed a relationship with Mike and really admired and respected the values he held for himself and the company, said Hansen, who joined Lovan Contracting in 2012. It's been fantastic and has worked out far better than I would have ever imagined or planned for. I'm extremely grateful for the opportunities that have come up and looking forward to the next several decades. Lovan says his greatest satisfaction is the successful execution of the commercial construction company's succession plan. As a result, Lovan Contracting is now 100% employee-owned with a leadership and management team led by Hansen. The vision is to keep moving forward, continuing with the foundation that's been set, knowing who we are and who we want to be with a fundamental focus on having good relationships and quality construction projects, said Hansen. There's a mix of emotion after 40 plus years, said Lovan. It's been a privilege to run a company that has created value for our clients and opportunities for the Lovan team. We've had a lot of great projects, but it's time to pass along new opportunities to the next generation. This article was written by Bonnie Stevens of the Flagstaff Business News. You're listening to Arizona Living, coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona. Community Trust and Sales, how local radio grows northern and central Arizona businesses, November the 8th, 2025. In northern and central Arizona, our local businesses are more than storefronts. They're neighbors, sponsors, and friends. From Flagstaff to Prescott to Cottonwood and Sedona, these small businesses fuel our economy, create jobs, and give back to the communities they serve. And one of the most effective ways they continue to grow is through local radio advertising, the original social network of our towns. Number one, radio is the voice of community. No other medium connects with our region like local radio. It's live, local, and trusted. Listeners tune in for hometown news, high school sports, event updates, and the familiar personalities they've grown up with. When a business becomes part of that conversation, it's not just advertising, it's relationship building. Radio builds trust and brand recognition. This is number two. In small and mid-sized communities, trust matters. People buy from businesses they feel connected to, and hearing a familiar name regularly on the radio strengthens that bond. Local radio creates top-of-mind awareness, so when someone needs new tires, dinner plans, or a roofing estimate, they remember the businesses they've been hearing about on their favorite station. Even better, radio's credibility transfers to the advertisers who support it. When your message airs on a trusted local station, your business becomes part of the community's daily routine, just like morning coffee or the drive to work. Three, radio delivers real, measurable events. Real, measurable results. Local advertisers see it every day. More phone calls, more website traffic, and more people walking through the door. Consistency is key. When your message runs steadily, it builds familiarity and it helps your business top of mind when customers are ready to buy. 4. Relationships over transactions. The true power of local radio lies in partnership. Great stations don't just sell ads. They tell stories, celebrate milestones, and help businesses succeed. The relationship doesn't end when the spot airs. It grows with every campaign, event, and on-air mention. Northern and Central Arizona thrive on connection, and so does radio. It's personal, local, and proven to move people. This article was written by Mike Jensen. You've been listening to Arizona Living, brought to you by Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is your volunteer programmer, Barbara Felix, thanking you so much for listening today, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day. And now, stay tuned for more interesting programming coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona.